Watch me.
His name is
Watch me.
Al Sharpton.
I got it. Hey!
This morning he's in Los Angeles. Reverend Al, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I am in L.A. headed back to New York. But one of the things that I am still very active, being very reactive to, is the debate that happened early this week. Clearly, we all have our opinions of who won and what happened. But the thing that was striking to me is two major things that were left out of the debate that I call on the candidates and the moderators to really deal with. One is that the debate occurred at Washington University in St. Louis, 15 miles from Ferguson, yet they never one time discussed police procedures, police brutality, or policing. Mm. How do you stand there in the shadows of where Michael Brown was killed and where we had this great continuation of a movement started around Eric Garner a couple of weeks before and Trayvon Martin, and not address that and ask the candidates about what they would do about policing and would they continue the president's 21st century police reform recommendation as well as other issues that have been raised. Secondly, no one acknowledged that at that moment, almost 1,000 people had died in Haiti in a natural disaster with Hurricane Matthew. If anywhere else in the world, Tom, people had died at that number, they would have began the debate saying, let's have a moment of silence for them or let's pray for them, something.
You're
but
right.
To act like Haiti didn't happen is to marginalize and lessen our lives. So I think at the same time that we do a scorecard, we need to talk about those that were left out. We cannot look invisible. Haiti is dealing with human lives. They happen to be our color and our kind. And Ferguson is a national problem that continues to this day. The left out is a concern to me.
You're right. Not a mention.